You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The heat wave was broken by a cold front that brought late afternoon and evening thunderstorms throughout New Wisco on Monday. No tornadoes were reported, but strong straight-line winds downed power lines and trees in the region, including Green Bay, Oshkosh, and Appleton. Wind gusts between 46 and 59 miles per hour were recorded in the area. As of this morning, WPS reports only a handful of outages. We Energies reported about 400 customers were without power this morning. Winnebago County is hosting a public forum to hear from community members and organizations on the future of the UWO Fox Cities campus. This public forum will be tomorrow from 5:30 till 7 p.m. at the United Way Fox Cities office in Menasha. Winnebago County will take over ownership of the campus and its buildings on July 1st. Winnebago County Executive Gordon Hintz.
Well, there have been advocates that have come down to the county board meetings and have reached out. I think there's still a lot of people in the area that may not even be aware of the transition. I think there are people that might have questions about the future. I think even some of the advocates might want more answers or might want the opportunity to express themselves on ideas that they have with a broader audience.
Hintz said once the county takes ownership, it has lots to do, from facility assessments to full inventories of the campus. A Winnicani woman was scammed out of $1,500 recently, prompting Winnicani police to issue a warning to area residents. In this case, scammers called the woman posing as her credit card company and convinced her to buy Target gift cards. Police remind residents that financial institutions will never ask for gift cards or Bitcoin. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is assuring residents that hospitals are required to provide life-saving abortion care when necessary. The reassurance comes following a statement by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services that rescinds previous guidance on enforcing the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act. According to a press release from DHS Secretary Kirsten Johnson, the update to federal guidance will not change the requirement in Wisconsin, and hospitals are still obligated to offer necessary emergency care. Newly proposed legislation in Wisconsin would allocate $30 million to schools across the state to improve security measures. Under this bill, each school would receive a maximum grant funding award of $20,000 for things like shatter-resistant glass, reinforced doors, cameras, and security training for staff members. The grant funding would be distributed in addition to funding set aside in previous legislation that created a $100 million grant program for safety improvements, as well as the Wisconsin Office of School Safety. What are the issues that the new head of the Wisconsin Democratic Party wants to focus on? Joanne Krulatz has that story.
Newly elected Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Devin Remicker says the loss of jobs informed his experience growing up in Two Rivers.
And how it sort of left folks that used to have good paying union jobs sort of out in the cold.
In his first interview with C. Hafer News in Manitowoc since being elected DPW chair, Remicker says the party needs to connect with voters in all 72 counties on critical issues such as health care.
You know, in some parts of the state, what access to health care means is there a doctor that's going to be in network for my plan within 2 hours or a hospital within an hour?
He wants the party to step up its media game, which he calls the more than doors strategy.
Although we do a very effective job of showing up year round to make sure that we are talking to folks, you know, at their doorstep, we have not been as competitive in other forms of media. Be it traditional media sometimes, cable news, Fox News has an overwhelming audience, but especially in digital media.
Remicker was voted Wisconsin Democratic Party chair earlier this month. Meanwhile, the Republicans could also be seeing a change at the top. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
According to JS Online, Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming says he received a call from an executive committee member suggesting a majority of the board wants his resignation. Schimming tells the paper that he has since received calls of support across the state and has no immediate plans to step aside. The alleged move to push him out follows months of infighting over the party's direction and leadership.
With a story that could come straight from a true crime podcast, here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Bond has been set for the man accused of trying to poison two women he had dated and for his girlfriend who allegedly helped him. Those three hazmat crime scenes across Madison last week were all part of an investigation into 43-year-old Paul Van Doon, who lives near Camp Randall. Prosecutors say he poisoned two women he went on a few dates with, one in Rock County and one in Dane County. They allege Van Doon and his girlfriend, Andrea Whitaker, put cyanide and thallium in a woman's water bottle multiple different times and put hydrogen sulfide in her car. Then officials say they tried to similarly poison another woman. Van Doon and Whitaker are both charged with attempted first-degree intentional homicide and other crimes. They were in court on Friday, where a Dane County court commissioner set bond for Van Doon at $10 million and bond for Whitaker at $4 million.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
Game two of the Pirates and the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. Game two of a three-game series going on tonight in Milwaukee as the Brewers host the Pirates. Pittsburgh with a clutch 5-4 win last night over Milwaukee. Don Kelly is the Pirates' new manager. He took over last month after Derek Shelton was fired. I asked Kelly how they finally got a win on the road after losing six of their last eight games.
The bullpen coming in behind each other. We get up 3-0. They score two. We score two. They tie it. I mean, just back and forth on the road against, good Brewers team, and everybody contributed, stepped up. It was a great team win.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy after the loss.
Yeah, unusual game, huh? How unusual was that? Every little falls foul by an inch, and Durbin steals the base and then overslides. It's one of those days.
Basketball, the NBA draft is tomorrow night. The Bucks have just one pick in the second round. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The box office saw a repeat champion from last week, a new horror flick that came in right at expectations, and one that absolutely flopped, coming in way under expectations. How to Train Your Dragon brought in $37 million this past weekend, giving it a domestic total of $160 million. With Danny Boyle back in the director's chair, 28 years later brought in a very respectable $30 million at the gate, and an additional $30 million overseas, putting it on pace to be the highest grossing film by far of the franchise. There was not so great news, though, for Pixar's Elio. The film turned out to have the lowest opening ever for a Pixar film, bringing in just $21 million at the box office. Lilo and Stitch is holding fast and brought in about $10 million over the weekend, which is nearing $1 billion worldwide. More big releases right around the corner. If you're looking for something to see in the theaters, here's one of Pete's picks. 28 Years Later is really good. I'm not typically a zombie movie person, but the third installment of this riveting and at times gruesome franchise, in my opinion, is the best one so far. The film opens on a small island with people who have survived the rage virus and starts with a father and son going to the mainland. They barely make it back, but the son decides to take his mother back to the mainland after learning there is a doctor there who could possibly cure her unknown illness. If you like zombies or just great suspense, check it out. Speaking of the undead, Norman Reedus's The Walking Dead spinoff Daryl Dixon has a third season headed our way. The Walking Dead has birthed many undead spinoffs, and Daryl Dixon might be its most critically favored to date. Season 3 drops September 7th on AMC. The rich don't always get richer, just ask Barbara Streisand, who claims to have been grossly underpaid for her role as Roz Focker, Greg Focker's mom in Meet the Fockers and Little Fockers. The 83-year-old Oscar winner says she was really ticked off when she found out that Dustin Hoffman, who plays her husband in the films, made $7.5 million and she was paid a paltry $7 million. If you're scoring at home, Hoffman has two Oscars for acting, Streisand has only one. It's a bit unfair, but not like she'll have to supplement her income with a paper route. Just saying. Weekend one is in the books, but you still have two more weekends to check out Summerfest in 2025. Shows resume this Thursday, June 26, with acts like Willie Porter, The Psychedelic Furs, Local H, Billy Corgan and the Machines of God, The Mavericks, and The Killers. Summerfest takes place over three weekends, this being the second, so you still have lots of time to see some great music. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms. Our high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms will drop into the low 60s. Tomorrow, Mostly cloudy, scattered storms with a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.